Hey guys, welcome to Wolfsica. I'm Mary Weltinson, and I'm here with
Gracie Boyd,
Natalie Jones,
Isabella Smith,
Carly Nance,
Wario Kane.
And we invite you to discuss similarities and differences between movies and books. In our first podcast, we'll be comparing and contrasting the novel, and now movie, Call of the Wild, so look out for that one. We're here to share our opinions and help listeners better understand the thoughts behind both forms of story from the audience's perspective. We hope you guys enjoy.
Hi, y'all.
Welcome to Wolfsica. This is the first episode out of three. Today we will be talking about the book and the movie Call of the Wild. First, we'll talk about the book how it differs from the movie. How are they different?
So, can we just talk about the ending real quick? It was completely different from the book. Hal was supposed to have been killed so long ago.
Yes, along with the dogs and Mercedes and Hal, but in the movie, they literally just left.
Well, let's be honest, y'all. I was kind of happy that the dogs lived.
Yeah,
same.
I cried.
I thought they died, but they didn't.
And, let's just say, he was not killed off by Indians. John Thornton was killed by Hal.
It's crazy.
I actually kind of like that ending more. Did anyone else?
Yes.
I do.
It makes more sense.
It's like the Indians came out of
nowhere.
I was kind of disappointed, though, from the fact that they didn't fall through the ice like they did in the movie.
That would have been cool to see.
Yeah, you would just get to see the trash.
Okay. So, what else was there?
There's also the characters. Are you talking about...
One of the characters was a female, right?
Francois was a female. He was supposed to be a male.
But I think it's really cool because it's kind of women empowerment and when women can do the same, all the things, but a lot of things that men can do.
I like that they made her a female. Oh, and I like that they kept Perot's character as a colored black man.
Exactly.
I love that because we need to see more of that on stage and on movies.
Yeah.
I was shocked when Manuel wasn't even mentioned in the movie. His name wasn't even mentioned in the movie.
He was mentioned as the judge's gardener.
The man that took Buck was I think he said that it might have been a worker. I'm not completely sure about that. But I think it was hey, there's a man in the corner of the garden the bushes with a lantern.
Read an article about dogs needed in Alaska, and then he just fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so.
And I don't remember ever seeing them two seeing each other.
Also, in the book, it shows on the cover of the book that Buck was a husky.
And no, he was not a
husky.
No,
he wasn't a husky.
He wasn't a husky to begin with.
It described him as a Saint Bernard.
He was a Saint Bernard mixed with a shepherd.
It was a wolf kind of.
Yeah,
but it was
Bernard patterns.
It was less noted on the book.
But in the movie, he just looked like a normal dog, and really big.
Yeah, I guess it did match his description pretty well, though.
Yeah,
it did say he did look more like his mother, though.
Yeah, but we never got to see his parents. It didn't talk about them either.
Mentioning their species.
In the book, it was at the end, it didn't say anything about the buck and the wolves that they found having the babies like they did in the movie.
It did mention that there was a change in the breed of timber.
We have some new little characters at the end, so I was so happy. They were so cute.
They were. And we got to, actually see what it might have looked
and
like.
And I love that Buck, meant, an actual, husky, a wolf. It was really cool.
Yeah, I think that they used that. Curly wasn't in the book.
I know.
Curly did not exist.
Curly didn't exist. I think they tried to replace Curly's character with the female wolf at the end of the movie.
If they come out with the second movie, I hope it's as good as the first.
Okay, wait, we're running out of time, but...
Did they tell the same story, though?
In some parts, yes.
Some parts, yes. Some parts, no.
I feel like Hal's, coming back kind of made... Hal was the person that he got in a bar fight with.
Yeah.
Did he pull the sleigh that was, a 1,000 pounds?
He did not.
That was, a main character point in the book that I'm obsessed I'm upset that they missed out on that.
One thing that I was happy that they did the same thing about was when Buck and the man with the bat, I can't remember.
The man in the red sweater.
Man in the red sweater. I love how they, like, both, it was like man against dog. And they were really, like, telling the same story within the book. So I was happy that that
happened. Yeah, and it essentially showed that he was still getting beaten. And not taking out all the abuse.
What it made it the most different, I feel like, was Hal. Like, his entire character. But otherwise, I think it was a good change.
Yeah, it was really good.
So, I think that's the end of the first episode.
So, guys, hope you enjoyed.
Wolves
have a good day.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the second episode of 3. Today we will be comparing and contrasting. Did you like the movie?
I really liked it. I felt like it gave the same meaning that the book was trying to get out.
I liked it because like the movie was so you could visualize it so well, and it was very like, I love the scene when Buck really defeated all the dogs and when he had baby puppies. And then I love baby puppies and they have baby puppies. So I was really happy. I was kind of upset that Curly was gone. She wasn't in the book, but you know, puppies are good. Like little white wolves are good too.
I like the movie because it gave me a visual model.
Okay, which did you like more, the book or the movie?
I liked them both equally because they were both different, and in the ways that they were different, they were really good.
I kind of stuck with the movie because, you know, the book is great. It's really good, and it's good for you to have your own imagination to it. But the thing that I love most is that it gave surprises. And Buck, it just felt more real because, it's in a screen and you watch it, but it felt more real and more enthusiastic for me.
I like the book because the book gave more information than the movie actually provided.
Okay, how did reading the book first impact your understanding of the story?
Reading the book first, it helped me better understand the story with the movie, and then understand what was going on in the movie at some points, because it just, like with the wolf in the movie, I wouldn't have known that was not a real wolf without reading the book.
When the narrator speaks, which is John Thornton, I kind of was confused with some of the sayings that he said, like when Buck and he had that the club, I was confused, but then once I saw the movie, The book really helped me, because if I didn't read that book, I wouldn't have understood what they meant in the story, because I was confused. Yeah.
I like reading a book before actually going to see a movie, because the book tells you actually what it's going to be about, and then the movie actually gives you a visual model, and it helps you understand what is going on.
Okay, so which ending was better?
I feel like the movie's ending was better because he was killed by Hal, and that helped build up like a story of why he was killed, and it just helped make sense of why he died.
Yeah. The question again, Carly? What was the question again?
Which ending was better?
The ending for me was better was the movie, because it's kind of crazy. It's kind of cool how Buck rises up on the hill, and at the end they meet this bear, and you know, it shows how a family, a pack, can go against something so strong. It was cool.
Okay, last question. Do you think the people who made the movie did a good job?
Heck yeah.
Yes, I feel like it was really good, and that it just captured everything the book was trying to portray.
They used a lot of the scenes from the book, and sometimes they mixed and made it their own. And I love that you can use your own type of
you can use your own imagination, but also bring in other people's stories. It's crazy, and I loved it. I loved the movie. It was so amazing.
Me too.
Well, I guess that's the end of this episode.
By the way, we're missing two people.
They're sick.
They're so sick, so yeah. They'll be back on the next episode. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, guys. This is the third episode of three, the last episode of our Call of the Wild PBL podcast. So this episode, we will be talking about the director's purpose. I have one question for you guys, and that is, what was the director's purpose for the movie, and how did that impact you?
I think the director's purpose was to get the book more known because it's an older book, so not much people know about it. So when they make it into a movie, people are going to watch it and they know about the book and be able to visualize the book.
I also have a connection with that, Wyatt. I mean, children, kids like us these days, you know, it's always like the new thing. Like, you know, we have that TikTok, we have all that, you know, the social media. It's great, it's fantastic, but, you know, that book is from the 1900s, like the early ages of 1900s, and then you bring it up all the way to the 21st century, and it just helps kids visualize and see, wow, like, things like this can be cool, things like this can be inspirational, interesting. So it really helps children see in, like, not an adultish way, but understand, like, oh, my parents may have watched it, or my grandparents may have watched that, or read the book, you know? So it's really cool.
So it's kind of like our generation is more dependable on movies, and if you know that there's a book, you're more like intrigued to read the book and then watch the movie to compare and contrast them and see what they mean.
I think that the author's purpose is to entertain people, to actually get them to read it. It's like read the book and actually watch the movie after the book. After you read the book so the movie can be published.
Okay, so this was our last episode. Thank you guys for listening, and we hope you have a great day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.